الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه صدق الله مولانا العظيم Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every moment that you and I are experiencing at this moment is so blessed, so mubarak. There are thousands of angels who are saying ameen to the du'as you and I are making. And this is the khususiyat of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam. When somebody is making du'a and you say ameen, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So many du'as have been made at this moment. So many of us have completed the Qur'an-i Kareem in our Taraweeh. So many of us have finished Tilawat-i Qur'an. It's the time of Nuzul-i Malaik. Allah's angels descend and they are making Ameen to the du'as that you and I make. So when somebody makes du'a, and in return, somebody says, Ameen, Allah accept both the du'as. Both individuals' du'as are accepted. In a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why we need to praise Allah the most tonight. Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. The angels scatter. Bari Ta'ala, your Banda has praised you. It's absolutely unique, Bari Ta'ala. What sawab should we write for him? Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. The angels are excited. Such beautiful words of praise for Bari Ta'ala. Bari Ta'ala says, my angels, you write whatever he has said. I will give the sawab. Sawab dena mera kaam. Ajr dena mera kaam. Ye tumhara kaam likhna hai. Likho. Just jot down what he said. Allahu Akbar. So in a beautiful hadith, when a person says, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah se mizani amal ka aada panna bhar jata hai. You have two sides of the scale. when a person says Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah gave us the month of Ramadan, Allah gave us tawfiq for itikaf, Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq to recite Quran, Allah gave us tawfiq to make tawbah. So what should be our response? Praise Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah. So when a person says Alhamdulillah, the one side of the scale dips, becomes so heavy. And Hazrat Shafiq bin Ibrahim is describing what is Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala when you say Alhamdulillah. To farmaya ki to say Alhamdulillah is indeed a great bounty from all the bounties of this world. Subhanallah. And when Allah grants you a bounty, what is my duty and your duty? Because Allah has given this ummah so much of speciality. Allah has given this ummah so much of concession. Just do a small deed, Allah multiplies it by 700 and even more. So when Allah gives you a bounty, the first thing you need to do is to recognize your giver. Dene wale ko pehchano. Who is it? Rabbul Alameen. Your Malik and my Khaliq. Recognize your giver. Number two, be content with what he has given to you. Allahu Akbar. Qana'at. This is such a big quality in an individual. That am I happy with what Allah has given to me? So when you are given bounty, and this was a gift from Allah to the ummah the night of Laylatul Qadr. Rasulullah's fikr was what? Oh Allah, my ummah has small ages, limited lifespan. And the people of the Bani Israel and the previous ummah, Bari Ta'ala, they had long lives. Compared to my ummah, it will seem as if they will have more reward and sawab because they had a lengthy life. The lifespan of my ummah is short. Allah Ta'ala, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allahu Akbar. My Habib, don't cry. I will make you happy. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The night of power, the night of Laylatul Qadr, is better than 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months. So, man qama Laylatul Qadri imanan wa ihtisaba. Stand up in ibadat. Whoever stands up in ibadat, male or female, with yaqeen and iman and conviction, and with the intention of earning sawab, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. But Allah will forgive our gunas, these conditions. First thing, gunahon se bacho. If you want Allah to forgive you, then abstain from gunas and sin. Haram se bacho. Stay far away from haram. Eat halal. Earn halal. You want your dua to be accepted tonight? Make it your duty. This should be one of your resolutions. That, oh Allah, give me tawfiq to earn halal for the rest of my life. Because it's the one ingredient, it's the one dynamite that will take your dua to Bari Ta'ala for acceptance. Akli halal. You can make ibadat the whole night. You can keep a roza for the whole year. You can cry in sujood the whole year. But if your earnings is not halal, many a times you raise your hands to Rabbul Alameen, Allah grant me this, Allah grant me that. And a beautiful explanation is given in the hadith. And many times we are faced with this. Because this is a night of dua, it's a night of power. But we want this dua to go straight to Allah's arsh, must be accepted on the turn. But the condition is akli halal. And number two, abstinence from guna and masiyat. So, Hazrat Shafiq bin Ibrahim said, that when Allah gives you a bounty, the first thing, recognize Allah Rabbul Alameen, who gave you this bounty, and thank Him for it. Number two, be content with whatever Allah has given to you. And number three, the strength you acquired by His bounty. Don't use it in the disobedience of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah gave you the spiritual strength. Allah Ta'ala gave you this physical strength. So if you want to be appreciative of whatever Allah has given to you, then don't use it in the disobedience of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanallah. At-ta'ibu min az-zambi kamal la zambala. The person who makes sincere tawbah is as if he has not committed that guna. The shayr said something nice. Zameen achi, asman acha. This earth is a beautiful place, and so is the heavens. Lekin ham achhe, if we have good akhlaq, we have good morals, to sara jahan acha. Allah will make this whole world jannat for us. There'll be peace, there'll be muhabbat, there'll be kindness, there'll be politeness, there'll be insaniyat, there'll be generosity. Ham achhe, to sara jahan acha. And that's what Allah gave you and me, this Mubarak month, to change. And one of the other ways, stay within your limits. See, Allah Ta'ala has limited us. Ad-dunya sijjulul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Allah has put restrictions for you and me, for our own benefit, for our akhirat. So if you want to be successful, not only on the night of Laylatul Qadr, not only in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, throughout your life, stay within your limits. Allahu Akbar. To stay in your limits is a big ni'mat from Allah. Beautiful explanation. Allah Pak said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. You have heard many bayans on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. From the day one, right up till inshaAllah's Eid night, you'll be hearing. But I want to talk about practical things that will help you and me to continue this journey of ibadat, taqwa, and ittiba'i sunnah. This is what the message that I want to deliver to you. See? So farmayaki, stay within your limits. Whatever Allah has made halal, stick to it. Whatever Allah has made haram, stick to it. So to stay within your limits is a big ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a big bounty of Allah. And when water exceeds its limit, you have a river, if it overflows the bank, you are in for a flood. So when water exceeds its limits and boundary, it turns into a storm and a flood. Likewise, when insan exceeds his boundaries, breaks the law of Sharia, is disobedient to Allah, then he becomes a shaitan. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us from ma'asiyat and sin. We have this Mubarak night. Allah has great reward in store for us. And what is that? Allah's mercy and Allah's forgiveness. We need to ask Allah for forgiveness, and we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servants for forgiveness. So our dua to Allah tonight, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. So what is our dua tonight to Allah? When Allah is accepting duas on this night, may yours be one of them. Say ameen, brothers and sisters. When Allah is accepting duas on this night, may yours be one of them. And when He is forgiving people, may you be the one to be forgiven also. Ameen. And when He is showing His and showering His mercy upon us, may they land on you Allah's mercy. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحِ. They're coming down, the angels, with mercy and rahmat. And when you meet your friends and your relatives in Jannah, Allahu Akbar, may I be one of them also, Ameen. Subhanallah. Peace, salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Tonight is the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. I'm sure I'm going to ask the listeners, you are going to make ibadat tonight. Tomorrow, if I'm living, and inshallah, I would like to hear your opinion that was tonight the night of Laylatul Qadr. Would your ibadat, would your yaqeen in Allah, would your piety and your devotion and ikhlas, Allah will show it to you. You will feel it. You will sense it. I'm not sure, but you and I have to make an effort and seek it. So inshallah, let's hear from our listeners tomorrow morning, inshallah. What is your take and what was your feeling for tonight? I'm not saying anything. But today or tonight, Laylatul Qadr, it's a night of forgiveness. It's a night of acceptance. And it's a night of repentance, subhanallah. So you and I need to ask Allah for forgiveness. You and I need Allah to accept our du'as. And tonight is the night for you and me to repent to Allah, cry, sob to Allah. And our dua to Allah, you must say, Ameen. Oh Allah, accept all of us. That's the dua. Make dua for yourself, for your family, and for the ummah. Whether you are rich or poor, whether you are fair or dark in complexion, whether you are a laborer or a businessman, all of us are standing in front of Khalik and Malik. So raise your hands in du'as, brothers and sisters. Cry your heart out to Allah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for peace. And ask Allah for happiness. That's all we need. Remember, Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah is most merciful. So brothers, Allah is going to grant you and me forgiveness. Let's devote our life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just want to end it. I got 3 minutes. That sabse maafi mango. Imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam one day walked into the masjid and he said in the presence of the sahaba kiram, see, even Rasulullah is asking for forgiveness. Sometimes we ask our brothers and sisters, forgive each other. He said, why should I forgive him? He caused me so much of dukkh and headache. I'll never make him maaf. Let him die like that. Allahu Akbar. This is shaitan talking. See the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah. And I want to leave you with this waqiyah. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up in the masjid and in the presence of the sahaba ikiram said that if I have caused any one of you harm or difficulty or any form of inconvenience or I hurt you, here am I today. You can take your revenge and you can take your badla. You have a right on me, claim it. I'm here, please ask me. If you have any claims or demands from me, I'm prepared to pay it back. Allahu Akbar. Who is asking this? Rahmatul lil alamin. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi wa ma ta'akhkhar. Allah has forgiven all the shortcomings. No Nabi of Allah has committed any guna and sin. Ya Allah, Pak is assuring Rasulullah. You are maghfoor, you are forgiven. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatul lil alameen, khatabul nabiyin, shafi'ul muznabiyin. Is standing in the masjid and saying to the sahaba, you have anything that I have done wrong to you. I've hurt your feelings. I've hit you. I've taken your money. I've taken your wealth. Please. I'm standing in front of you. Please come and claim and take the revenge that you want. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the sahaba ikram? They're all in tears. After this was announced, a sahabi comes forward. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have a claim against you. Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what claim do you have against me? Rasulullah said, I don't remember any incident, but if you remember, then step forward and do what you have to do. Because I'm here. Please, take your badla here in this dunya. I don't want to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I did something wrong to somebody. So please, go ahead and do whatever you want. So he comes behind Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, one day you hit me in my back. Rasulullah said, I don't remember. So Rasulullah said, go ahead. If I hit you on your back, then you hit me. He says, no, Ya Rasulullah. When you hit me, I didn't have my kurta on. So please remove your kurta. Can you imagine what is happening to the Sahaba? They are crying. What is the Sahabi doing? He says, Ya Rasulullah, when you hit me, I was bareback. So please remove your kurta because I want to hit you on your back. Oh. Anyway, Rasulullah takes out the kurta. Sahaba ikram are in tears. What is the Sahabi up to? Allahu Akbar. Look at the Sahabi's intention. See? So when Rasulullah removed his kurta, between the shoulder blades of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a mohri nabuwat. It was like the size of a pigeon's egg, and on it was written, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It was a seal. Wa khatamun nabiyyin. So the Sahabi went and kissed it. And then he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, all this drama that I made, see, all I wanted to do was to kiss that mohri nabuwat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, if there's anything still, please, I'm here. You want your heart, please take it. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I did all this drama just to kiss the mohri nabuwat. The point what I'm trying to say is that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could present himself in front of the world, in front of the Sahaba, knowing that he is sinless, it's a ta'lim for the ummah. Learn to forgive. So when you are going to forgive, then Allah will forgive you. We end it here. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
ہمیں جو علم کی دولت عطا کی ہمیں جو علم کی دولت عطا کی فضل سے عامل بنا دے ہمیں جو علم کی دولت عطا کی جو اپنے فضل سے عامل بنا دے بنا دے مولا میرا دل بنا دے بہت بگڑائے میرا دل بنا دے رسول اللہ کے صدقے میں یا رب رسول اللہ کے صدقے میں یا رب ہمیں فردوس کے قابل بنا دے رسول اللہ کے صدقے میں یا رب ہمیں فردوس کے قابل بنا دے بنا دے مولا میرا دل بنا دے میرے دل کو کسی قابل بنا دے جو تیری ذات کا مسکن ہو مولا جو تیری ذات کا مسکن ہو مولا دل عبد القادر کو ایسا دل بنا دے جو تیری ذات کا مسکن ہو مولا دل منصور الحق کو ایسا دل بنا دے بہت بگڑائے میرا دل بنا دے بہت بگڑائے میرا دل بنا دے میرے دل کو کسی قابل بنا دے بنا دے مولا میرا دل بنا دے میرے دل کسی قابل بنا دے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, is the 27th night. What is this night known as? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alludes and refers to it in two places in the Noble Quran. Surah 44, Surah Dukhan, verse number 3. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Indeed, we, Almighty Allah, is stamping His authority. Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. Yet Almighty Allah uses the plural. It is known as the royal pronoun. And Almighty Allah is showing us, everything is vested with me. I am the only superpower. I do as I please. Inna anzalnahu. Indeed, we reveal it, the noble Quran, fi laylatin mubarakah, in the blessed night. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, tonight is a blessed night. And it is also, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily, we have revealed it, the noble Quran, on the night of majesty, on the night of destiny. Chapter 97, verse number 1. So what should we be doing in the next 10-15 minutes? We will highlight to you how important it is and what we should be doing tonight, insha'Allah. When a person looks and studies the noble Quran, then you will understand it was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study Surah Qadr and you will find it comprises 30 words to show us that the Quran Sharif has 30 parts. Study the words and the letters, 114 letters, to show to us that the Quran Sharif has 114 chapters. When is Laylatul Qadr? Study Laylatul Qadr. And it is 9 letters. In this surah, it is mentioned thrice. We don't have to be a rocket scientist. We know that 9, 18, 27. Hence, the ulama have deduced, insha'Allah al-Aziz, that Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny, is the 27th night. And if you look inside your Quran Sharif, and you study the words, hiya, the pronoun, remember, is the 27th word and it refers to Laylatul Qadr. So Almighty Allah gives us all these subtle signs. O Ummah, this is the night of Qadr, the greatest night of the Islamic calendar. And what should we be doing? Man qama Laylatul Qadri imanan wahtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever engages himself in ibadat, standing, sitting, reclining, and you are reading tasbih, you reading Quran Sharif, you crying, making dua, you begging and beseeching and petitioning Almighty Allah, do you know what happens, O Muslim, O Muslimah? As-salamu yukri'uk as-salam. Allah Jalla Wala's one name and attribute is salam. He Almighty Allah conveys His salam to you, O Abdullah, O Amatullah. Imagine the President, Prime Minister, King and Ruler takes our name in the public public, we are elated and excited. Yeah, on this night of majesty, on this night of destiny, Almighty Allah takes my name and your name, that this servant of mine completed the Quran Sharif today. This banda of mine, this sister, this daughter, this of Islam, she completed this Quran Sharif today. How honorable indeed it is in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Ta'zeem, the night of majesty. Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Taqdeer, the night of destiny. Whatever we're going to beg and beseech Allah sincerely, Almighty Allah will make it a reality. Go into sajda and speak to Allah in any language you're comfortable with. Man qama Laylatul Qadri imana. Internally we have the iman, the faith, the conviction. Wahdisaba, and we pour out our love for our Creator, and we expect the optimum and maximum reward. That is the meaning of Wahdisaba. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person's sins all, insha'Allah, will be forgiven. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Never become despondent, disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Allah is prepared to forgive all the sins. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wife, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, she asked Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I know tonight is a night of Qadr, the night of destiny and majesty. What should I say? Say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. We make it plural. Oh Allah, you are of forgiving. Do we ever wonder, ponder what is the meaning of afuun? I committed million, billion, zillion sins. Bighayri hisab, it is only Allah who's making sattari and covering. So when we cry to Allah and say afuun, it means, Ya Allah, you expunge it. You remove it totally from our book of deeds, as though as we never perpetrated and committed that crime. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamalla zambala. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, the person who repents is like one who never perpetrated the crime at all. So there hadith Mishkat Mustada Ahmad. So therefore that is innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Allah loves it when we raise our hands. We are millionaires, billionaires, wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara, but we are paupers, beggars in the court of Allah. Raise your hand, O servant, cry to Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Wal antal qawiyul aziz. Ya Allah, you almighty, all powerful. Wa anal abdu dhaif. And we are weak, Ya Allah. We are hopeless, Ya Allah. We are useless, Ya Allah. We have so many limitations and so many vices and sins, Ya Allah. So speak to Allah tonight. Thereafter, now we come to the Sahaba. It's time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and they're having a meeting. What is the agenda on the meeting? Mata takunu Laylatul Qadri. When is Laylatul Qadr? Senior Sahaba, beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam are invited. One very young man is also invited. Who? Abdullah bin Abbas. He's maybe 16, 17 years old. And the Sahaba even inquired, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is this youngster doing here? He said, Umar was a genius. He kept quiet. He said, when is Laylatul Qadr? Everyone gave their opinion. He asked him last, Ma ra'yuka ya fata? What you say, O youngster Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this we all agree. It is in Ramadan, the last 10 nights. But I say the 7th night, meaning the 27th night. Why? Almighty Allah states, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawati wa min al-ardi ardi mithlahun. Almighty Allah created seven heavens, seven earth. Almighty Allah made the fetus in the womb of the mother, the evolution and development of the fetus in the mother's womb, seven stages. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. We all went through the seven stages. Therefore, our mother is so special. Always remember that. So in Surah 23, verses 12, 13, 14, 15, Almighty Allah speaks of this. How do we eat and drink? فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيَا حَبَّوْا وَإِنَبَوْا وَقَدَبَوْا. Almighty Allah has made our consumption seven different types of food. When we go for tawaf, seven rounds, we constitute one tawaf. Safa Marwa, seven times. We pal, seven times. So the seven has a special significance. He, Amirul Mu'mineen, was elated. Ya Abdullah, uwafikuka fi hadhil qadhiya. I also concur with you on this issue. Yes, indeed, inshallah, it is the 27th night. So we are on the 27th night. What are we going to do? Read two rakat salatu shukr and ask Allah, Ya Allah, how can I thank you enough for all these bounties? You're feeling down because of the lockdown. Turn the negativity into positivity. Look at the bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. Read two rakat salatu tawbah, Ya Allah, I'm ashamed of all the vices and sins I have committed. And tawbah has its own conditions. At-tawbah to an-nadama, we must show remorse and regret. Number two, the sins we involve in, the fornication, the adultery, the alcohol and drugs, the gambling and the interest and the fraud and whatever else Allah forbid. So remember, detach ourselves from there immediately. That is the sign now we're going in the right direction. Third condition, the hukukullah. Ya Allah, from the time I became baligh and mature till now, how many fajr, asr, salat and other far salat I missed. I'm starting the qadha now, Ya Allah. Death is hovering above my head. And fourth one, hukukul ibad, the rights of human beings. My wife's rights, my children's rights, my parents' rights, my neighbor's rights, my non-Muslim neighbor's rights. So how many rights I have trampled upon? So we ask forgiveness of Allah the Creator and makhluk the creation. And then the last one, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Ay iman walo, turn to Almighty Allah in tawbah, that is nasuha. Again we go to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, the genius. And they asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, tawbah, I know, what is nasuha? He said, when you milk the she camel, when you milk the cow, do you see the milk going back into the udders of the animal? They said, no. He said, the sign that Allah has accepted us. Remember, we don't, our tawbah Allah has accepted. Allah accepted our repentance is when we don't go back to the TV. We don't go back to missing salat. We don't go back to the drugs. We don't go back to the mistress. We don't go back to the sugar daddy and boyfriend and girlfriend. So that is the sign that our beloved Allah has accepted our tawbah. That is tawbah al-nasuha. So today, tonight, O Muslim, we don't know, my nanima passed away on 27th night. What will happen to us? Who will pass away tonight? Who will be radiyatan mardiya? Almighty Allah Jalla wala makes them such and announces, come my servant, I am so pleased with you and you are pleased with me. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter with my special servants and enter my gardens and paradise. You are my guest perpetually and eternally. So that is what Allah has kept for us. Someone asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali was a genius, a linguist par excellence. What is the distance from the east to the west, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said, look at the sunrise and look at the sunset. So look at how long it takes. That is the distance. Somebody asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, radiyallahu anhu warda, what is the difference between the heavens to the earth? He said, when I make dua, at same time it is accepted by Allah, that is the distance. Imagine, we raise our hands, we beg Allah, immediately Allah accepts, because Allah loves it. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. The nearest the servant comes to Allah is when that servant is in sajda. Speak to Allah. We have our near and dear ones. How we relish and cherish. We could spend these moments with them, but Allah knows best. They know more with us. So we make dua for them on this Mubarak blessed night. How we wish we could be in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. We cannot be there now, circumstances. So we cry to Allah for all our masajid to open. How we wish we can go for Khatmul Quran to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. But we will make Khatmul Quran in our own homes, in our own places, and cry to Allah. That is the time the malaika are going to kiss you because you completed Quran. Read Salatul Tasbih tonight, and inshallah, the whole night, remember till Fajr time. The message, look at this one verse and I'm finished. Tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. People translated, the angels are descending. Nay, tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. The whole night the malaika are descending in droves and droves, and they are looking for that servant who's doing some good word, good actions, and he's pleasing Allah, trying to please Allah, trying to please Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they convey assalamu yukri'uk assalam. So perform salatul tasbih, beg Almighty Allah jalla wala, that our khatima, our ending is on iman, and we leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yes, we had the Khatmul Quran today. I send the WhatsApp to you. And now we have the final dua for tonight, inshallah, in 1 minute's time. Again, I'll be failing in my duty if I don't thank certain people. Number one, this very studio from where I'm speaking, it belongs to my maso and masi, and my uncle and auntie. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. The people now in charge are Bhuti Ghani and Hafiz Abdul Ghaffar Ghani. Allah Jalla Wala bless you, bless your fathers. Both of your fathers passed away in Ramadan. Allah Jalla Wala grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. And inshallah, that this is Sadaqah Jariyah for you, the Ghani family. My student Haji Ahmed Wali goes out of his way, mashallah, daily to send certain things, educate the Ummah. Allah Jalla Wala bless the young man. He started our madrasa here also, alhamdulillah. The ulama, Mufti Shiraz Desai of Port Elizabeth, Maulana Salim Karim, Maulana Junaid Hashim, Maulana Muhammad Venker, and all the other ulama who are coming on air. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you. Our directors, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his entire family, the Capital Group, and our Haji Muhammad Yusuf of Radio Al-Ansar and Hafiz Shabir Basha of Radio Al-Ansar, the directors, Allah reward you. Haji Faisal Asmal, Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you. Oh Ummah, we have 13-12 minutes left. Let us leave everything. Switch off that phone. Focus to Allah. Sit on the floor if possible. Otherwise, sit on the chair. Face Qibla. And in state of wudu, let us raise our hands. That is what Allah loves. And the Ummah today is waiting for our du'as. Remember, du'a is so powerful. Ad-du'a wa yaruddul qadr. It can even change taqdeer. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. So let us pour our heart out. People, one brother told me, old, 75 years old. He said, I'm completing my third Quran Sharif tonight. So they're waiting for this dua. So Allah, don't look at the person making dua. He's full of vices and sin. Look at the ummah, the masoom children, the old people whose tears will be rolling down. Ya Allah, you forgive all of us. So let us turn to Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أنت نور السماوات والأرض اللهم أنت زين السماوات والأرض أنت فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت خالق السماوات والأرض اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى ولك الحمد في الآخرة اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين فانصرنا للقوم المفسدين فانصرنا للقوم المنافقين على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم جل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم عليك بالمشركين الظالمين في الهند وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا يا أرحم الراحمين وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم أنت الأحد أنت الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا الله ہم تو گنہگار ہے خطاکار ہے سیاکار ہے لیکن قرآن شریف کی تفسیر ہم نے آج پایا تکمیل تک پہنچایا آپ کے فضل سے یا اللہ اللہ مجلنا من الفائزین عند ختم القرآن اللہ مجلنا من المقبولین عند ختم القرآن اللہ مجلنا من المتفوقین عند ختم القرآن یا اللہ accept the ختم القرآن یا اللہ so many of the children have completed their hymns so many of the parents are crying out of joy I made my son a hafiz I made my son a alim and some of them have left this world Ya Allah, reward them, Ya Allah, reward their parents, grandparents, teachers, Ya Allah. They know what sacrifice they made. Ya Allah, make our children huffaz, make them ulama-i Rabbani and ulama-i Haqqani. Ya Allah, so your peygham, your message can go to all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our beautiful country, South Africa. We know the crime, the corruption, safety, security is a big issue, Ya Allah. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا يا الله grant us safety security يا الله the shops open them all so that people can earn حلالا طيبا يا الله so that يا الله the lockdown lift it up يا الله everywhere in the world يا الله يا الله we cry we beg you يا الله يا فتاح يا فتاح يا الله ومساجد Eidgahs, our places of worship are closed, Ya Allah. Allahumma aftah masajidana kullaha fil alami kulli. Allahumma aftah masajidana wa marakiza الأسماء كلها في العالم كل يا رب العالمين يا الله liberate مسجد الأقصى يا الله open all the مساجد يا الله all those people who are the impediments and obstacles يا الله give them hidayat يا الله if there's no hidayat for here for them in goodness to nabut kar de يا الله you decimate and destroy them يا الله يا الله open all our مساجد يا الله يا الله on this occasion of Laylatul Qadr you said يا الله ودوني استجب لكم ask of me and I will respond to you you said يا الله إني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان you are so nearer to us than our jugular vein you will answer our duas يا الله on this Mubarak occasion we think of our parents we think of our brothers and sisters we think and remember our beloved children and flowers who have left this world يا الله grant them Jannatul Firdaus اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم ووسع مدخلهم وأكرم نزلهم ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم إن كانوا محسنين فزد في إحسانهم وإن كانوا مسيئين فتجاوز عن سيئاتهم اللهم رب اغفر لي ولزوجتي ولوالدي ولإخوتي ولأخواتي ولأقربائي ولأساتذتي ولمشايخي ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا الله accept my wife accept me accept my whole family يا الله have mercy on us accept everyone's family يا الله make our خاتمة on إيمان يا الله we beg of you يا الله الله مرزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم let the master حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم intercede for us on the day of justice يا الله grant us our book of deeds in the right hand يا الله let us drink from حوض كوثر from the مبارك blessed hands of the master حبيبنا رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لا تحرمنا أن توافي بيتك يا الله Do not deprive us that we can never make tawaf of your house, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taharimna anil umratil mubaraka, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, it must not happen. We can never perform umrah again. Allahumma la taharimna an ziyaratil nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil madinatil munawwara, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, do not make it such that we cannot visit Medina again. Ya Allah, abni darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Abni rahmat ki rah darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Baytullah for Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us for Umrah, Ya Allah. Take us to Diyar-e Mustafa, our hearts are pining. To read Salat and Salam, to say As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah. As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Habib Allah. Right there by the Rawda Mubarak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tamam rukawat-e gudur farma. Ya Allah, tamam rukawat-e gudur farma. You remove all the obstacles, Ya Allah. You remove all the impediments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all these dreaded diseases. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, you protect us from the dreaded diseases, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardal muslimin wa rahm mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhib العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا الله the مجاهدين in different parts of the world give them victory اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم يا الله wherever مجاهدين are whether it be in Kashmir or Afghanistan whether it be in other parts of the world اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا الله إن کی سازشے کو فیل فرما all their plotting, planning, scheming of the enemy you decimate them and destroy them يا الله وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله the brothers in Tabligh some of them are arrested in India some of them are in other parts of the world they can't even reach home now Ramadan and Eid يا الله bring everyone everyone home, Ya Allah, safely, Ya Allah. Accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. Make us the khadim of your deen, that we promote and advocate the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. We protect the namus and the honor and integrity of every sahabi. Ya Allah, protect us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil a'immatil mudhillin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi. Ma alimna minu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi. Ma alimna minu wa ma lam na'lam. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا واعتكافنا وجميع أعمالنا الصالحة يا رب العالمين يا الله our صيام and fasting our قيام and تراويح our اعتكاف يا الله our charity our good deeds we know يا الله it is not on par but you are رحيم you are كريم you are أرحم الراحمين يا الله make us من المقبولين make us from your accepted servants, not from the matrudin, not from the rejected servants, Ya Allah. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala sayyidina محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله guide our youth يا الله يا الله guide our ladies our mothers sisters يا الله يا الله guide our men يا الله يا الله أمتك ایک اور نیک بنا دے يا الله husband wife unite Ya hearts, Ya Allah. Parents, children, make them the coolness of one another's eyes, Ya Allah. Grant us such students, Ya Allah, that will become ambassadors of Islam, Ya Allah. We have so many young people, they have such great talent, Ya Allah. Use us, use them for the deen. Allahumma istakhdimna li khidmati deenik fi shu'uni kulliha fil alami kulli. Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwaffaqin, maqbulin, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Rabbi jalni muqim الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 يا رب العالمين إن شاء الله our brother Monli Dawood Monli is here. Allah reward him for all his sacrifices. He's awake the whole night practically. So inshallah he will prepare the podcast of Maulana Salim Kareem and our program now. And inshallah by midnight we will send it out to all of you. Make dua for us. We all sinners. Allah Ta'ala grant us qabooliyat, acceptance. Barakallahu feek. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.